Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, it's hot out there.
Yeah.
And it's been hot. And evenings when I want to take a load off. I want something really nice and cold and refreshing. And it doesn't have to be white wine either. This is the time of year, perfect time of year for rosés.
Absolutely.
Which are a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. As we come into the dog days, as you just mentioned, there are few wines that, served well chilled, can deliver the perfect balance between refreshment and food friendliness.
Mm-hmm.
And from my mind, well-chilled, see the repeating theme here?
Yeah.
A well-chilled, very dry rosé fits the bill perfectly. Here are three I recently tried and thoroughly enjoyed. From Sicily comes the delightful 2024 Cotanera Rosato Etna DOC.
Mm-hmm.
Etna is the region. This wine is 100% Nerello Mascalese grapes. I think I got that right.
Yeah.
Grown on the slopes north of Mount Etna, which is an active volcano.
It sure is.
The wine is a pale pink and features a forward nose of cherry, peach, and spice with a hint of berries and herbs. Medium-bodied, very dry. The supple, rounded fruit yields to an almost juicy acidity, perfect for a hot summer day. And interestingly enough, a tradition at the property, almost all the work in the vineyard is carried out by a team of women who, to quote their website, whose gentleness is essential in the care of the vineyards.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but it's a pretty good story. And at $20.99, it's a pretty good value, too.
Yes, it is.
So, next, I tried a rosé from Sancerre, which sort of surprised me. I guess I just never realized that Sancerre produced rosés, and you tell me that they actually have some reds as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was surprised to find this because the region is absolutely dominated by top-tier white wines made from Sauvignon Blanc.
Right.
So this rosé was sort of a discovery. It's the 2024 Sancerre Rosé from Domaine Le Gros, which sells for $25.99. This is a 100% Pinot Noir-based wine. The Le Gros estate was founded in 1740 and has had six generations of growers in succession.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Amazing, yeah. The 2024 Le Gros Sancerre Rosé is delicate but not fragile. Pale salmon in color. There are aromas of cherries and berries which follow on the palate and will stand up to lightly grilled meats or fish or even some good charcuterie.
Mm-hmm.
The wine is bone dry with a lively crisp acidity and a touch of minerality in the finish. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Much closer to home and a bit off dry was the 2024 locally produced Old Westminster Vineyard Rosewater Rosé.
Oh, cool.
This is a blend of 80% Chambourcin and 20% Chardonnay. The color is light pink with aromas of cherry and citrus. It's fresh and bright, rounded and appealing with red fruit, cranberry flavors, subtle, almost savory note, and bright, crisp finish. This would do very well for a restaurant by the glass program.
Mm-hmm.
But you can take it home for $15.99.
Oh, really?
Yes,
that's a great deal.
That's a great deal. Anyway, tough pick for this week's Wine of the Weeks, but both the Cotanera Etna and the Le Gros Sancerre Rosé are terrific dry rosés. And the Old Westminster Rosewater is a great, if slightly off-dry, local option. So you know what? If you want to learn about rosés, buy all three. But just for the sheer novelty and the fact that the wine was beautifully drawn, the 2024 Le Gros Sancerre is my wine of the week.
Very good. I'm so glad to hear that Old Westminster's doing well.
Yes.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.